You're listening to Chris and Rob on WAIF.
Okay, this is big. This is big. You ever see a horse at a Walmart?
Not the one you sit on for a quarter and ride back and forth?
No.
Not someone sitting there at the McDonald's inside the Walmart eating like 5 quarter pounders and you say, geez, you're eating like a horse.
No, I don't mean like that either.
What about some chick with big giant buck teeth and a long face and you go, geez, what a horse face.
This story is out of El Dorado, Arkansas. Have you ever been to El Dorado, Arkansas?
I've been to Arkansas, and my memory of Arkansas is what a wonderful smelling state.
Oh, yeah.
Just smelled like trees and pine trees and the different trees. We drove through Arkansas at night one day, and it smelled fantastic. We rolled the windows down. We had the air conditioner on the whole trip, but we had to roll the windows down because Arkansas smelled so darn good.
Local law enforcement officers weren't just horsing around on Sunday when they arrested two men who reportedly rode horses through the Walmart Supercenter in downtown El Dorado, Arkansas. When the police arrived on the scene,
What kind of city in Arkansas has a Walmart downtown?
Everybody's got a Walmart Supercenter.
Not downtown, though. Well, it's always on the outskirts of town.
Well, this was at 2730 Northwest Avenue, so it was north of West Avenue.
Okay, good.
All right. When the police arrived on the scene just a little bit before 1 a.m., the deputies from Union County Sheriff's Office were attempting to stop two subjects who were riding horses in the Walmart parking lot. Police said that the deputies were able to stop the first gentleman, John Glenn Carelock. He's 20 years old. But then they were trying to get the other guy, Clinton Evers, off the horse, and he wouldn't get off. He was swinging what appeared to be either reins or a rope at the deputies, and when police yelled for him to stop and dismount the horse, he responded by yelling an obscenity. Mr. Evers continued to ride the horse with the officers in pursuit, and the police said the scene attracted a large crowd of juveniles.
Rotten kids.
Who gathered at the business after hearing about this situation.
Hey, dude. John and the other dudes riding a horse around the parking lot of Walmart. Let's get down there, man. We've got to get down there,
smoke
dude.
Smoke us a leaf before we go, dude.
That's pretty cool, man. Let me get my skateboard, man.
All right. Police said that Mr. Evers rode southbound on the parking lot headed toward Northwest Avenue. But the police officers blocked his path before he was able to reach the avenue.
Good for the police.
That's when they said he headed west and again yelled another obscenity and then fled the scene through a wooded area on the back of his horse. Employees at the Walmart told the police that the men had ridden the horses through the food center section located at the south end of the store.
Uh-huh.
They then led the officers to a large pile of horse manure just inside the entrance doors. I guess that was proof.
Well, like what, the cops had to be led there? What kind of detectives need to be led to a pile of horse crap by store employees?
A little later, Mr. Evers was apprehended, and Mr. Carelock admitted to riding the horse in the store and was booked for, you guessed it, public intoxication.
Well, Chris, you know, this brings up a very interesting point that I like to make here. The other day, while going to work, I noticed an enormous pile of remnants from a horse. We'll get to that in just a little bit.
We're calling the Walmart in El Dorado, Arkansas. We're going to talk. Is the Walmart open this week in Arkansas?
Yeah, they're at least an hour behind us. Great smelling. You know, Bill Clinton's from Arkansas.
I know.
Yeah, former President Bill Clinton was from Arkansas. Hot Springs was set up.
Thank you for choosing Walmart.
Hello, sir. What's your first name? Sir?
I'm sir.
Hello, sir. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob, sir.
Were you on hand the other day when the horse showed up?
No.
No? Did you hear about it?
Yeah.
What did you hear?
What'd you hear? What happened?
Hold up. Hey, I gotta go. Holly.
Well, we're working on a paper. Call him back. Maybe somebody else will answer the phone.
We're working on a paper?
I was going to
make you pretend like we're college kids or something?
We're working on a paper about horses that get on the loose. I don't know.
There's going to be new subject, horses on the loose.
We'll call back and we'll see what happens.
Anyway, I'm going to work and I see this enormous pile of what could only be the remnants of a horse. And I think, you know, I guess it's good that the horses bring the cops closer to the people and it builds cop citizen relationships because, you know, the kids could come up and say, hey, can I pet your horse? Or, hey, cute horse, what's its name? And,
mm-hmm.
And so the horse, but
yeah. horse butt?
No. Well, I'll get to the horse thing in a second. I was on a rhythm. It's very rhythmic what I have to say. Call Walmart again in El Dorado, Arkansas.
I'm hoping a different dude answers the phone.
That dude could barely talk, man.
I know.
He had two accents going on at the same time. Generic dumb guy and southerner.
You know, if this doesn't work, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to call the guys that rode the horse. So stay tuned for that.
Are they in jail still?
No, they were. It says here.
Walmart.
Hello, sir. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And we're calling you from Cincinnati, Ohio, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. And we were wondering if you were on hand when the horse showed up the other day.
When the horse showed up?
Yeah, I heard there was a horse in your store.
No, I wasn't here, but I heard about it.
You heard it? Well, what did you hear?
I heard it was two horses in here.
And they went through, like, the supermarket part of the store, right?
Well, I don't know. I can't answer that because I wasn't here. I don't know where they went. All I know is they came in the door and rode around and rode out.
Was this the big story? I mean, if you go to the El Dorado diners and the water coolers around El Dorado, is this all anybody's talking about?
Well, yeah, I guess.
We heard about it this all the way here in Cincinnati.
Well, this is a super center, so it's a big store.
Well, has anybody ever, like, ridden a bicycle or a motorcycle or a moped or
even a skateboard?
We've had kids ride skateboards in here and had them ride bicycles in here.
But the kids on the skateboards and the bicycles never probably left their calling card, if you know what I'm talking about.
Not that I know of.
Yeah. What's your first name, sir?
Wayne.
Wayne, I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And we're the Chris and Rob Show in Cincinnati on the radio, and thanks for taking some time to fill us in. Now, what happened? Did these guys get apprehended, or were they drunk, or in jail, or what happened to these guys?
Don't have any idea what happened to them. I hadn't been on work very long today. I know is when I came in, people were talking about it, and they want to know if I'd seen it in the paper, and I said, no, I hadn't seen anything in the paper.
Huh. Where's El Dorado?
Sure to be in there tomorrow.
Where is El Dorado?
Well, it's El Dorado.
Oh, El Dorado.
Gotta be careful now. El Dorado is over in Texas. That's a foreign country.
Okay, where's El Dorado, Arkansas?
El Dorado, Arkansas. It's at the bottom of the state, about 13 miles from the Louisiana border.
Oh, wow. So you
We're about an hour from Ruston, Louisiana, where Louisiana Tech is at.
Do you know Bill Clinton? Do you know? Yeah, do you know Bill Clinton?
No.
I thought everybody in Arkansas knew Bill Clinton.
Yeah, I know who he is.
I thought everyone in Arkansas had either been paid off by Bill Clinton or he had dated their daughter.
Well, I don't want to talk about him. I'm just glad he's out of office. How's that?
Well, how far from Mina are you?
Mina?
Yeah.
He's not Mina. He seems like a nice guy, Rob. What are you talking about?
Pretty good ways.
Now, do you ever go to Hot Springs? That's like the crazy hell raising town, right?
It's a great town. It's a great resort town. Three big lakes up there. It's beautiful. Yeah, I go there all the time.
Is it still like kind of mob ran?
Oh, no. No, those days are long gone. Mr. Capone don't show up anymore.
So how big of a city is El Dorado?
Population's right at 24,000 in the city. Surrounding the town, people that come in and out of here, there's probably 50 or so thousand around here.
So being so close to Louisiana, are you guys are you like Cajun backwood crazy squirrel eaters, or are you just regular Southerners?
Just regular Southerners.
Now, Wayne, are you the meet-and-greet guy, or do you work in one of the departments, or the photo department, or what do you do at Walmart?
I work in the electronics department.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So you know how to fix stuff.
Well, I don't know about fixing it. I know how to turn it on and off.
So you live in the mountains? Is this a mountainous part of the state?
More or less, yeah. There's a few little hills around here. Yeah. Most of the mountains are up in the northern part of the state.
Ah. Well, the logo for the El Dorado Times, News Times, is like two pine trees and then one of those big watchtowers like the forest rangers use.
Yeah, actually, it's an oil derrick.
Oh,
El Dorado is an oil town.
Oh.
It's a boom town, actually. Before it struck oil here, population was like about 2,500, and in 1921, they struck oil, and about 3 weeks later, it was 50,000 people here.
Do you still have the oil wells working?
Oil wells still pump. Still a lot of oil coming out of here. And the other resource here is the pines. We have lots and lots and lots of pine trees.
Yeah, Arkansas is a great smelling state. It just smells like a big pine tree.
Well, depends on where you're at, yeah, but it's a good state. It smells good most of the time.
Well, did you know any guys who had a master turf in the back of their El Camino like Bill Clinton did when he was in Arkansas?
Yeah, I didn't know he had AstroTurf in the back.
You guys are just going to ask all kinds of loaded questions, aren't you?
Well, there's nothing loaded. So you're saying, yes, you yourself had AstroTurf in the back of your El Camino.
I have no comment.
What? He probably had nine holes back there, too.
I have no comment.
By the way,
yes,
is this live?
Yeah, we're on the Radidio.
On the Radidio, yeah. Well, I used to do some of that myself.
What, being on the Radidio?
Oh, yeah.
What'd you do?
I've done a little bit of everything, even on one for about 12 and a half years.
Really? Can you like, do the weather report and stuff?
I can do anything.
Give us a weather report there for El Dorado, Arkansas.
The weather has been kind of overcast, somewhat partly cloudy, temperature running about the mid to high 50s. Today's been very nice for us for springtime, although about 3 days ago got up to 80 degrees. That was hot for this time of year. But it's been nice.
What about the traffic?
Traffic has been moderate and light around here. We don't have a lot of heavy traffic, except when you're coming into work at 8 o'clock and going home at 5 o'clock, then the traffic gets heavy.
Wayne, if things don't work out there at the Walmart, you let us know. We can put you on the air in Cincinnati.
Well, I don't know, man. It gets kind of cold up there.
Yeah, it does get, but you know, it gets warmer every year, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Every year you're up here, it gets a little, about another degree warmer.
Well, I'll tell you what, whenever you guys get bored, give me a call. We'll chit-chat.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Wayne. We're going to call these guys now. We got their phone. You want to stay on the phone and talk to them?
No, no. I got to work.
There's John Glenn Carelock. He's 20 years old. He was the guy that got off the horse first.
He was when a cop showed up, he just gave up.
He gave up because he was drunk. Then there was the other guy, Clinton Evers. He was the one that led him on the horse chase. He was the one that ran off. And I think he's also the one that left his calling card, if you know what I'm talking about. And I think you know what I'm talking
Wayne,
about.
Wayne, are John and Clinton typical representatives of the youth of El Dorado, Arkansas?
I would say not.
Now this,
but there are some that like to pull pranks.
Now, it's kind of a small community. Do you know these guys?
I know the names.
So like
I
you
probably know their dad.
Oh, boy. That's going to be embarrassing.
Well, that's who we want to talk to. Then. Do you think you could get their dads on the phone for us?
Well, I don't know. There's not too many Carelocks and Evers in the book.
Well, we'll see. When we call these guys, maybe their dad will answer. We'll talk to their dad.
That'll be embarrassing at the old Moose Lodge.
They're probably more than embarrassed right now.
All right. Thanks a lot, Wayne. We'll call you back if we have any questions about oil, pine trees, or El Dorado, Arkansas.
You're good men. I appreciate it. Stay
You're good
warm.
Man too. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Bye.
All right, let's call John Glenn Carelock first. He was the guy that got off the horse.
You know how you could tell Wayne really did work in the media? Because he hated Clinton.
Yeah.
Everybody in the media hated Clinton. Even this guy who worked in El Dorado, Arkansas radio station hated Clinton.
In case you just tuned in, this is the Chris and Rob Show, WAIF Radio. Two guys got arrested for riding a horse. Riding two horses, actually, into the Walmart store in El Dorado, Arkansas on Sunday, and we're trying to find out why. We're calling them right now, the guys that got arrested, John Glenn Carelock and Clinton Evers. They were arrested. One of them was arrested for being intoxicated. The other one was just arrested for using a bunch of obscenities, riding a horse in a Walmart and having potty mouth.
Who's this?
We're calling John Glenn Carelock, named after Ohio astronaut John Glenn.
Hello?
Hello. Is John Glenn Carelock in, please?
No. Could I ask who's calling?
Is this his dad?
Could I ask who's calling?
I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And we're calling from Cincinnati, Ohio, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We're trying to get to the bottom of this horse controversy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Are you his dad?
Who is this?
I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together, we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
Huh.
You know, either if you're John Glenn, or your kid, if you're his dad, is very famous right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you know Wayne down at the Walmart?
No.
He said he knows your dad.
Wayne who?
Wayne. We didn't get his last name. Just say his name, Wayne.
Wayne the Walmarter.
Let's not burn Wayne anymore. Hey, so are you John Glenn, or are you John Glenn's dad?
Well, I'm his dad.
Your dad?
Yeah.
Well, what did you think when the cops brought John Glenn home by the scruff of his neck and said, your son's been riding a horse through Walmart?
Well, it just so happened I was in the checkout line, man.
So you
Word
said,
God,
you said what's that? Line. You said, watch that noise. You looked over, and it's your kid on a horse.
Oh, yeah, yeehaw.
He was yelling, yeehaw?
Yeah.
Where did he get the horse?
It was a friend of his.
You're not talking about Clinton Evers, are you?
Yeah.
You know, Clinton Evers led your police force on a horse chase that night.
He did what?
He led the cops on a horse chase.
He did.
They chased them all over town.
Yeah, man. I was in the checkout line.
And it says they yelled obscenities at the police, which we don't want to get into on the air, but that they were yelling obscenities, and that dude's got a potty mouth.
Yeah, how you know him?
Well, just from what it says in the newspaper.
Yeah, they shouldn't have done that.
So tell us, what was going through your mind when you noticed the fruit of your loins, your pride and joy, your son John Glenn was yelling yeehaw as he rode his horse through the frozen foods.
No, he didn't ride through the frozen foods. See, that was all wrong.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Huh?
Where did he ride it?
They just rode right inside the door.
All right, and what did you think when you saw your son on horseback right inside the door?
Probably the same thing that anybody else would have thought, man.
What's that damn horse doing in here?
Yeah, I thought it was a cowboy birthday party or something.
Oh, my gosh. Has your kid ever done anything like this before?
Never.
He's never been a prankster before?
No.
He's a good kid. He gets good grades. He's not no ne'er-do-well.
That's right.
Does he dip into the shine occasionally?
I believe that's what happened.
Yeah, is your son John Glenn? It says here he's 20 years old already. Is he working or in school or anything?
Yeah, he's working and going to school too.
Where's he working?
He's working at a feed store.
What's he studying in school?
He caught me off guard. Environmental.
Oh, that's good. Now, his name is John Glenn with two N's, which brings to mind, since we're calling you from Ohio,
the
great Ohio astronaut John Glenn. And about 20 years ago would have been a good time to name a kid John Glenn, because John Glenn would have just gone up, the original John Glenn, I mean, would have just gone up in the Mercury 7 rocket and orbited the world for the first time. Did you name your son John?
Dude, he was running for president 20 years ago.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, in 82, I think he was getting ready to run for president. 40, for
I meant 40 years ago. Anyway, did you name your kid after John Glenn, the astronaut?
Not really, but it was in my mind that somebody was named that, but no.
Why'd you name him John Glenn?
What?
Well, was that his mom's idea?
Not really, no.
Now, what does his mom think about this whole horse riding incident?
His mom?
Yeah.
She's not real proud either, man.
Now, is this on the front page of the El Dorado newspaper?
Yeah, it's on the front page. It's a big deal. It kind of blowed it up, really. You know, it's just a couple of little cowboys that came to town with a dog, you know.
Well, were there mugshots?
And the door just happened to open when the horse stepped on the thing.
Now, is young John Glenn using this situation in order to enhance his ability to meet girls?
No, he ain't got a problem. Mary got a girlfriend.
Oh, good for him. What does she think about this whole horse riding escapade?
She's not real proud either.
Okay. Well, now, what does John Glenn think? Is he repenting? Does he feel bad?
Yeah, they've already went and apologized to everybody. They're good kids. They just had a little too much to drink and a little bit of fun, and the fun's over.
So is this it, or are they going to have to do community service? Are they going to go to jail? Are they looking at hard time, breaking rocks in Little Rocks, anything like that?
They got a public intoxication, and one of them got a resisting arrest.
Have you ever been arrested, sir?
Me?
Yeah.
Only once, when I was young.
And what kind of horse were you riding?
Hell, what kind of? Y'all ever been arrested before?
No, what'd you do?
Huh?
Were you drunk? Was it just a childish prank like what John Glenn did?
Well, kind of. We don't really want to go into my personal life, do we?
All right. That's fine.
We can respect that.
What were you buying in store at the Walmart?
I was buying plants.
So you're shopping for plants in the middle of the night?
It wasn't 1 o'clock.
Oh,
it was about 10:30.
Oh, okay. That's not bad.
It was about 1 o'clock when they ended up catching Clint.
Okay.
Clint was the one that led the cops on. All right, we got Clint's phone number. We're thinking about calling him on the other line. You want to stick around for that, or you want to get back to whatever you were doing?
No, man. I'll stick around.
All right, call Clint on line 2. We got Clint. 3 different numbers up for Clint.
Clint's a heck of a guy.
Yeah, so
probably his cell phone. I don't know his cell phone number.
You don't? I don't know his cell phone
either. Do you know his home number? Just say the last 4 digits.
I don't know it.
Okay. Well,